Pat McCrory is confident and smiling. He often says when and not if elected governor as he answers questions about his vision for the state. McCrory comes across as gregarious, occasionally self-deprecating, and is quick to point out he has run what he calls a positive campaign. When it comes to criticism, he can be contentious to dismissive, as was evident last week when the Republican was confronted by a liberal activist as he walked through a hotel lobby following a campaign stop in Greensboro.
Do you think you'll be releasing an ethics plan?
Your campaign. Listen, I've read some of y'all's stuff.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Well, your campaign said you'd release one after the conventions.
Why don't you tell me where your funding comes from?
We're not running for governor.
Well, that's
the 55-year-old McCrory says he has little patience for negativity and what he calls the attack ads of this campaign.
I saw an ad against me the other day, and I almost decided not to vote for me. I mean, I didn't even recognize that person, but I think if you run a negative campaign, you won't be an effective governor. And that's what happened with our current governor.
When McCrory lost to Bev Perdue in 2008, he says he turned his attention back to the private sector. In early 2009, he says the thought of being back in this race wasn't on his mind.
I assumed my political career was over. You know, once you lose in politics, you're kind of thrown over the edge. And I just made the assumption that he lost. We'll try someone else new.
McCrory was born in Ohio and moved to Jamestown, a suburb of Greensboro, when he was 9 years old. He graduated from Ragsdale High School, Catawba University, and spent 28 years working for Duke Energy. McCrory loves Wrightsville Beach and on the campaign trail tries to get his aides to stop for lunch at the Flame in Sanford as often as possible. At the age of 39, McCrory became Charlotte's youngest mayor. He spent 7 terms in office and helped bring a light rail transportation system to an expanding city.
I'm also proud of creating an environment which was business friendly and creating a vision of implementing infrastructure which prepared for growth as opposed to reacted to growth. I don't like to talk about individual projects because I think too many politicians are looking for legacy and projects as opposed to a vision and a strategy. Because, frankly, one thing I learned as mayor, once you leave office, they forget you very quickly anyway.
McCrory says when, or if, elected governor, he wants corporate tax rates to be competitive with neighboring states.
I think I need to institute a culture of customer service in state government to show that government and business are partners as opposed to adversaries.
McCrory actually agrees with his opponent, Walter Dalton, when it comes to investing in early childhood education. But in terms of funding for middle and high schools, McCrory has called for a reform of education, and he says that pouring more money into a broken system will not fix any of the current problems. The former mayor has led in virtually every poll since Dalton secured the Democratic nomination this past spring. But with just 3 weeks to go in this race, McCrory is careful not to be too optimistic.
It's not going to change my strategy, and I don't trust the polls. I've lost. I'd rather be in my position than my opponent's position based upon the polls, but I don't trust them.
History isn't necessarily on McCrory's side either. No former Charlotte mayor has ever won the gubernatorial race, and since 1900, North Carolina has elected just 2 Republican governors, the most recent being Jim Martin, who left office in 1993. But if McCrory does have any real worries about the next 3 weeks and the outcome of the race, he isn't showing them. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.